Welcome to Inside Ben Davis Basketball on Giant 90.9. I'm your host, John Easter. Tonight we'll take a look at the boys and girls basketball teams from Ben Davis High School. We'll begin with the girls team. Lady Giants got a nice win over Southport on Thursday night. We talked to Coach Joe Lentz earlier in the week. Here is that interview with Corey Vervingt.
It's that time of the week again. We're joined again by Coach Joe Lentz. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. I know it was a disappointing weekend getting knocked out of the Marion County tournament, but it was to a very quality Ron Colley team.
Yeah, and a very quality player in Casero.
I watched that game and I called the game, and she is the real deal. I was truly impressed by Lindsay Corsaro.
She is definitely the real deal. There's no question about that. She makes the big plays when they need them.
Which I thought, with us not having two of our starters, we played extremely well at one point, bringing it back to within 1 point of Ron Colley.
I thought we played well. Our kids played hard. They played as well as they could play. We shot fairly well. We forced them, or they decided they needed to play zone, which a Coach Ben's team, that's like, you know, that almost never happens.
Blasphemy.
Yeah, that's right. Great word. And, they forced us to shoot from outside, and we hung in the game, and we actually reacted better against their zone than we did against Southport's on last Thursday night. We were able to do some things, create some turnovers. Even with the good ball handlers they had more turnovers than we did. We out-rebounded them. But they've got that ace in the hole.
Well, yeah, exactly. Corsaro was just phenomenal. Even though she was hurt, she had an injured ankle, and she was still able to play a phenomenal game.
She had that ankle well rested. They didn't play her Tuesday or Thursday because they didn't need her, and that was part of the plan too.
Well, yeah, they wanted to keep her fully fit for when they had to play us,
right?
Which they just unleashed the beast, and that's why we're not in the Marion County tournament final. But we had a good run. I was truly impressed by how we played. Which coming up this Thursday, we play Southport. I've already played them once. They hung in there for the majority of the game. What are you going to take away from the last game and put it to this game?
Well, we're going to execute against the zone better. I mean, I'm sure we're going to see a zone. He was pretty successful with it, really packing it in and just daring us to shoot. And we shot 27%. You shoot 27%, you're going to struggle. All right, no doubt about it. And we did. However, we created 42 turnovers. They made 42 turnovers, and that was really the difference in the ball game. We got so many more shots. Even shooting 27%, we were able to pull it out. And I think we proved that near the end of the game, it was 3:40 something to go when I decided we're going to pull it out and make them play us. And after about a minute, they decided they were down five and had to play us. And when they played us man to man, all of a sudden we were up 10. I'm sure we're going to see some zone. He probably doesn't want to play us man.
No, because I saw during that Southport game, I was there. I think Taylor held the ball for about a minute. They're like, you can stay in the zone all you want. You're going to have to come play us. And I thought that was probably one of the best moments of the game. It truly showed that Southport, they figured it out what they wanted to do, and they said, come play us.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing you said was shooting 27%. You can't do that to win basketball games. Do you sometimes feel like your players try to force their shots?
Oh, yeah. We've forced a lot of shots way too many times this year. They're having some trouble adjusting to our really pushing up the tempo this year. It's helped us. It's helped us create offense from defense. We wear teams down. But at the same time, they've had trouble adjusting. When a team forces us to execute an offense past two or three passes, they just feel like, hey, I got to crank one up. And sometimes we throw up some bad shots.
Which one thing that my color commentator for the Ron Colley game, Cole Bartek, said was, they need to stop going to the shots. They got to let the shots come to them.
That's absolutely correct.
And the one thing I saw was that you said at one time during the huddle, you said, patience. We need to show patience.
Yep, and we do. There's no doubt about it. We've tried to drive home the message, one pass, isn't showing patience, and so now it's become almost sometimes two passes. They think that's patience. We've tried to drive the message home that we can work the ball around and get really good shots. When we do, we're much more formidable.
Well, what should we expect anything different from Southport this Thursday?
Well, I think he's going to try something else as far as maybe a different zone or something like that. But on the other hand, they had some success hanging with us with that packed-in zone, so I'm sure we're going to see that. I'm sure he's going to try to do something to get the ball inside a lot more. Our pressure prevented him from getting it inside to Williams, who is a really tough load Has great hands and can finish inside. She's, 6'1", I think, and pretty big, and does a nice job inside. But we were able to keep them from getting it to her very often. And I think he's probably going to try something to get the ball inside more.
Which I'm also sure that having Jesse Key and Shelly Daniels, having them back will be a big factor in that game.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Well, thank you again, Coach Lentz. We'll see you next week. No, we won't. We won't be here for about the next 2 weeks, so... Give us a couple weeks and we'll have Coach Lentz back for another interview. But thank you again for joining us.
Thank you, and hope everybody has a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Corey. I had a chance to sit down with boys basketball coach Mark James as his Giants tonight take on the Warren Central Warriors. Coach James had a lot to say about his team and their performance so far.
Coach, congratulations so far on the Giants' start. Only one loss, and you've really done a nice job, I think, getting things out of the gate here early on in the season, before Christmas break, which I know is kind of like it's a different kind of season after Christmas break because everything just hits you even faster and harder. So last few games, talk about those. I know you had a great tournament down in Terre Haute. Talk about the tournament and
kids
last
played
few games.
Really well. I thought we played really hard the second game against Terre Haute North. South had two quality guards. We had a decent job on them. We got the ball down the floor both games like we wanted to. We're sharing the ball well. A lot of kids are playing. We've just got so many fundamental things we need to get better at, which is a good thing here in December. But this has been a tough week on us, preparing for a Mick game with Warren. They're very good. Probably no big-time Division I players. They have a freshman that's really good, but they just are really – they're probably more athletic than we are. They're not quite as big. They drive constantly to the basket. They hit the boards hard. They like to play like we do. So this will be really our first test after Pike of someone that really likes to get up and down the floor and can match our athleticism. So this will be a really interesting game for us, I think. It'll be an interesting game for me to observe because these guys, they really play pretty nasty. And we need to play a team like that, I think, before the county tournament. And before, like you said, after Christmas, things get really serious then, it seems like. But every Mick game's important. And this has been a hard week on us, like I said, with finals. Finals is a pretty big deal. And, them trying to be focused on the basketball court and on finals and all the things. And both games this weekend are on the road. Warren's on the road. Brownsburg's on the road. So, you never know how things are going to go. But I hope we play for improvement and play hard. And Christmas is a neat time of the year, but it's a hard time to stay focused on basketball.
Right. How do you try to maintain that focus? Because you'll have a game on Saturday night against Brownsburg, then you won't play again until, I believe, the 27th, correct?
The 28th, we play LC here on a Monday.
So, yeah, how do you keep them focused over that time?
We're going to try to give them, with Sundays, they'll have 5 days off and 9 days on is what we call it. So the 9 days we're here, we're going to be pretty focused on what we're doing. The 5 days off, I think they just enjoy themselves. We're giving the 21st and 22nd. That's next Monday and Tuesday off. They're getting Sunday off, so that's going to be 3 days in a row. They're going to come back getting their Sunday off, and I think they get Christmas Day off. We weren't going to practice New Year's. I made a mistake on the schedule. I thought we played on Tuesday, LC, and we were going to practice on Monday, but we're playing them on a Monday. So we have to practice New Year's Day, which I've never done in my coaching career. But, you have to do what you have to do, so... we'll check that out and see what's going on.
Yeah, that's.
I think you're right. I think it is a Tuesday, but Monday's New Year's Eve or New Year's, and I wasn't planning on practicing that day, but now we are.
Well, that would be for the Brebeuf game.
Yeah, it's Brebeuf. That's right.
Later on.
Yeah, that's right.
They all kind of, and then right after break, you get North Central.
Yeah, there's no easy ones.
Marin
we
County
no
tournament.
Easy, no, we have no easy ones.
Yeah, right. It,
no,
it just,
they're all wars.
It just comes, just keeps coming.
Yes,
that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, want to wish you happy holidays to you and your family and. Merry Christmas, and hope that the Giants are able to pick up a couple of victories this weekend over two very good programs in Warren Central and Brownsburg. Warren Central with the new coach, too.
He does a nice job. They're doing a really nice job. Coach Byers does a great job. He was assistant for J.R. Holmes Blooming South for years. Took the Martinsville job, I think, for 1 year, won a sectional, went back to Blooming South. He's a really good coach, been around a long time, understands the game, so... It won't be a matter of me being smarter than him, I guarantee you. The game's played by the kids. But, hey, you guys have a great Christmas. We appreciate everything that you do for basketball and all the sports here at the school. You guys do a great job here at the radio station. And, enjoy yourself and try to get
some
time off yourself.
That'll wrap up this edition of Inside Ben Davis Basketball. If you miss any of Inside Ben Davis Basketball, you can look for it on audioboom.com. Find our channel, WBDGFM. All of our interviews are posted there with the coaches. You can find out much more also by checking out our website at www.wayne.k12.in.us. So check us out there. We're also available on social media at WBDG on Twitter. So check us out because we push out these interviews. And if you missed anything, you want to go back and listen, you can hear them there. This has been another edition of Inside Ben Davis Basketball. I'm John Easter. Good luck to the Giants, and everyone, have a happy and safe holiday season.